Box. Whiskey Hollow with Seasons here on Nerex. Never want to trample on the end of her song. I don't. It's just one of those things with her. That Seasons before that was The Singular and The Trip. I'm lost right now.
You're okay.
So
you're at WJCU on 88.7 FM. You're listening to Neo Rocks. Your name is Eric Semna. I'm Jason Myers. And next to us, we have Mr. Craig Lindell. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's good to be in the studio. See where all the magic happens.
Yeah. Now, the last time you were here, it was for our Christmas special.
Yes, the holiday special up in the performance studio or whatever you want, the performance hall, and the amount of musicians that you guys get together for that. If people could only see what it was like to herd those cats on and off the stage.
Craig said it, not us.
and controlling the room chatter, because everybody loves to see everybody else and they're having such a great time. And that's a testament to you guys. It's a lot of fun, but holy cow. I was getting nervous and all I had to do was sit there.
It is funny, though. I think it's this reaction that people have when you say, okay, we're going on the air, 20 seconds. You know, and then they kind of shut up and they understand what's up. But I never really thought about that, though, from an outside perspective. But yeah, there you go. We made it work one way or another. But here you are actually in studio because you've got a cool thing happening this Saturday.
Yes.
So tell the world what is happening.
Well, I've always wanted to do this. So I finally got up the guts to do it. I asked you to help me, Jason. But yes. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I love to take them to see live music, and it's not always the most convenient thing in the world for little kids. But there's weather, there's age restrictions, there's all these different things, and I wanted to bring some of these great local bands to kids, actual music, not kids bop, not fake music from TV shows, but real music, because it's just as relatable as kids' music if you present it in the right way. And so that's going to be our challenge we're starting with By Light We Loom, and then we're going to continue to hopefully do this. Hopefully it doesn't fall on its face and it's successful and we can continue to do it.
Well, you've got a good band to kick this off with, because you've got a pair of teachers there.
Yes.
So they know how to work with kids already.
Yep. And they're storytellers. And so, And it's exciting music that you can dance to. So I'm hoping it's going to be fun. We're gonna grab a couple of their CDs and give awards to kids for best dancer and best singer, as if we might be able to hear them over the music. So, I mean, we're just going to try and make it fun for kids so that they not only love that experience but want to do it again and again. And hopefully these are the next generation of people who go to the Grog Shop, Beachland, all those places that I really kind of grew up.
Now, it is this Saturday, Cleveland Rocks for Kids, featuring By Light We Loom, at 10:30, like I said, on Saturday.
In the morning.
Yes, at Chagrin Falls Township Hall, and that is located at 83 North Main Street, Chagrin Falls. And I was so excited when you asked me to do this, help you out with it, because I think it's so important. I talk to musicians all the time about the value of live music. And if you start kids young, I mean, these kids are going to have memories of this for the rest of their lives. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I hope it's the right kind of starter for all these kids, so that whether it's their first show or not, it's just going to be their first of many.
That's great. Good stuff.
And the first concert is something that everybody always remembers.
And the first real concert, not the first, you know, whatever.
Right.
Exactly. So I'm hoping to give all these kids their first real concert.
Well, very cool. Well, why don't we hear something? Not by Light We Loom. We're going to hear from them shortly, but something else right now.
Yeah, Brent Kirby and His Luck, the duet with Ray Flanagan. I figured it was kind of the 2-for-1, getting them both on there.
Well, here we go. Tell Me Something on Neo-Rex.
Long way not to stay. my face. I don't mind, 'cause it's you I'd find. Do you miss me? We can still be kind, and that's just the way.
By light we loom, clouds will cover us here on Neo Rocks.
Cleveland Rocks for Kids. It's happening this Saturday, 83 North Main Street, Chagrin Falls, Ohio, at the Chagrin Falls Township Hall. And that group that you heard right there, By Light We Loom, will be the band to kick this event off.
Yeah, they've agreed to do it. They're a perfect choice. They're storytellers. They're very engaging in between their songs, not only during their songs, but between their songs. So it should be kind of a perfect introduction for kids.
You've been to quite a few of their shows, right?
I have. I've trekked to the Larchmere Porch Fest. I've been the first time I heard them was a JCU event, the
Blizzard Bash.
I don't want to mispronounce the name of the event, but the Blizzard Bash was the first time I ever saw them. And yeah, so I go all over town, Beachland. I think that's the extent of it. But that's one of the interesting things is, like, you go to something like the Larchmere Porch Fest, and it is all ages and everything, but, like, you don't know where the bathrooms are. It could be 95 degrees. Mm-hmm. You don't know where to park. I don't mean to be a complainer, because, like, if it was just me or just me and my wife, it'd be no big deal. But, you know, when you've got, like, a 3 and a 5 or a 4 and a 6-year-old and you want to get them involved in this stuff, it's like, you know, unless you bring the big red wagon, you're not sure how you're going to make it all happen.
Well, of course, and you have kids, so you understand the struggle. And that's why I think, you know, this event is going to be such a fun time on Saturday.
Do you have more of them lined up already going forward, or is this kind of a test and see afterwards?
I have them all lined up in my brain, but we're definitely going to see how this first one goes. I've not booked anything else beyond this one because, you don't want to jinx it almost.
Set it up and then there's like 5 kids in the room.
Hey, we're going to do 25 of these things. And the first one falls flat on its face. And then they're like, oh, yeah, maybe not. You know? So you try and take, you know, it's like a baseball player. Take one game at a time.
You sound like that. Terry Francona, yeah, right? You just need one more run than them. That's it.
You know, we just guarantee the effort in our process.
If everything goes the way you envision it, do you see this as like a once a month thing, or?
I definitely think we could do it at least 5 or 6 times a year, maybe once a month. But the key is that, you know, you look around the Cleveland music scene, and yes, we asked By Light We Loom first, but there are so many candidates and so many people who would be so good at this. And that's really where it comes from, is that they're real music is fine for kids, and so many parents out there end up succumbing to the easy path of kids bop and all these other things. Real music is there, so you just got to present it in the right way. So, you know, whether any of the bands that I suggested we play today, I think would be a really great fit.
Well, you and I were eating falafel and hummus a few weeks ago, and you pitched this idea, and I was like, wow, this is a terrific idea. And you named off so many bands. Of course, By Light We Loom is who you went with first, but you're right. There are so many great bands, and I'm happy to be a part of this, and it's going to be a great time on Saturday.
And kind of tagging along with all the music that you selected to play, you were talking earlier that you've interviewed pretty much everybody on this list, because you are a huge supporter of the scene, and you do articles and you do podcasts and all that. And when you are going to interview them, how do you actually select to do an interview?
Well, first of all, I like the music. That's number one. And so
that helps.
And having a podcast that's not like – so I did the Scene podcast for a little bit at Scene Magazine. And the idea was that I didn't have to do it every single week or every single – I did them as they came up. And so I would hear a really great album. I would talk to somebody like Jason or somebody like Brent Kirby, and I'd be like, hey, do you think you could hook me up with so-and-so? And then I'd go interview him. And so I talked to Shayla from Seafair, formerly of Seafair. I talked to the Modern Electric, Brent, Ray Flanagan, talked to a number of different people, all in kind of a short period of time. And it was just a lot of fun. And Shanna and Eric, too. From By Light We Loom, and But yeah, it all starts with I could be a little more selective just because I could figure out which music I liked first.
How big is the music library that you own of local?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even know, because that's one of the things that if you're going to be a real good music supporter, you know, even if you don't normally buy music, I don't even know where my CD player. I don't really have a CD player anymore, but I buy music when I see bands. Like I'm willing to buy it from their face. That's my philosophy. So
I like your philosophy.
Well, let's play some more music. You've got Modern Electric lined up. Here's off of their newer disc, the last song. I'm trying
something
to,
soundtrack.
Yeah.
Well, I'll figure this out and come back to you, listener. Thanks for listening, listener.
Things they couldn't change, well, they